Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the midday news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate Delhi-Dehradun Economic Corridor in Dehradun and the country's first 1,000 megawatt variable speed pumped storage plant in Tihri in a short while. Prime Minister emphasizes women's active role in decision-making will strengthen the journey towards Vikasit Bharat by 2047. Bharatiya Janata Party releases party manifesto for Tamil Nadu Assembly elections. Nation remembers Dr. B.R. Ambedkar on his birth anniversary today. Iran's ambassador to the UN calls U.S. naval blockade of Iranian ports a serious violation of its sovereignty. And in IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings to take on Kolkata Knight Riders in Chennai this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will shortly inaugurate the Delhi-Dehradun Economic Corridor from Dehradun along with the country's first variable speed pumped storage plant of 1,000 megawatt capacity in Tehri. The Delhi-Dehradun Economic Corridor will strengthen regional economic growth by enhancing connectivity between major tourism and economic centers and creating new opportunities for trade and development across the region. The Delhi-Dehradun Economic Corridor passes through Delhi, Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand and will reduce travel time between Delhi and Dehradun from more than 6 hours at present to about 2.5 hours. The project includes construction of 10 interchanges, 3 railway overbridges, 4 major bridges and 12 roadside public facilities to ensure seamless high-speed connectivity. The corridor has been specially designed to significantly reduce human-wildlife conflict and includes an approximately 12-kilometer-long elevated wildlife corridor, one of the longest in Asia. Prime Minister Modi also held 2 roadshows, one in Saharanpur and the other in Dehradun, before arriving at the venue in Dehradun. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said when women become active participants in policy making and decision making, the journey towards a Vikasit Bharat by 2047 is strengthened. In a letter to India's Nari Shakti, Mr. Modi said, in the next 2 days on the 16th of April, Parliament will reconvene to discuss an important constitutional amendment relating to the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam. He expressed hope that the legislation will be passed in the House. He added that women from all over the nation are expressing their joy on getting a stronger opportunity to contribute towards building a Vikasit Bharat. Prime Minister Modi said at the grassroots, countless self-help groups and Lakhpati Didis are showing how self-reliance can be achieved and how other women can be empowered. He added that science and innovation, which are guiding the progress of humankind in the 21st century, have seen an increasing participation of women. He reiterated the government's commitment to implement what has been pending for decades. Yesterday, addressing Nari Shakti Vandan Sammelan in New Delhi, the Prime Minister said the country's democracy will become stronger and more vibrant if the 2029 Lok Sabha elections and various assembly elections are held with women's reservation fully in place.
मैं बहुत जिम्मेवारी के साथ कह रहा हूं कि 21वीं सदी के महत्वपूर्ण निर्णयों में से एक महत्वपूर्ण निर्णय यह है, ये निर्णय नारी शक्ति को समर्पित है, नारी शक्ति वंदन को समर्पित है। हमारे देश की संसद एक नया इतिहास रचने के करीब है, एक ऐसा नया इतिहास जो अतीत की संकल्पनाओं को साकार करेगा, जो भविष्य के संकल्पों को पूरा करेगा।
In Tamil Nadu, the state BJP manifesto was released in Chennai today by Union Minister J.P. Nadda. He assured that if NDA comes to power, each family will be given 10,000 rupees, women will be given 2,000 rupees every month and 3 free gas cylinders annually.
But when I talk about the present situation, when I talk about the present government, when I talk about the DMK government and its allies, I find that this cultural capital has now been converted into a crime capital. And that we have to understand, that it is now converted into a crime capital. And when I say so, the Tamil Nadu or the Tamil state itself did not fail at any point of time. But it is the DMK who made it fail the Tamil Nadu on all fronts. That what we have to understand.
The manifesto also assured that Thai Poosam, a festival for Lord Murugan, will be celebrated as a state festival. Lamp will be lighted at Deepathoon. Drug-related issues will be solved and MSP for vegetables will be raised. 50 lakh rupees will be given to women MSMEs to evolve as a manufacturer. Meanwhile, campaigning is in full swing for assembly elections in West Bengal and Tamil Nadu. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah will participate in various campaigns in West Bengal today. He is set to hold a roadshow in North Dinajpur's Kaliaganj and address public meetings in Gangarampur, South Dinajpur district, followed by rallies in Manikchak and Ghazol in Malda to bolster support for BJP candidates. Trinamool Congress Chairperson Mamata Banerjee is scheduled to lead several election campaign programs across the state today. She will address public meetings at Pingla and Savang in support of party candidates. This will be followed by a rally in Tamluk and another in Jagatpalapur. 2,926 candidates are in the fray for the upcoming West Bengal election. The assembly election in West Bengal will be held in two phases. The first phase of the election will be held on the 23rd of April and the second phase on the 29th of April. The total number of candidates after withdrawals in the first phase is 1,478 and 1,448 candidates for the second phase. The Election Commission has said the citizens can view the details of their candidates, including their educational qualifications, criminal antecedents, assets and liabilities, and download their affidavits from ECI Net app. In a significant political development, Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar is scheduled to submit his resignation to Governor Lieutenant General retired Syed Atta Hasnain shortly, marking the beginning of the formation of a new government in the state. The Chief Minister officially informed his cabinet colleagues of his decision during a state cabinet meeting held earlier today. Following the session, Agriculture Minister Ram Kripal Yadav stated that the Chief Minister assured the cabinet that his guidance would continue to be available to the incoming administration. Meanwhile, BJP State President Sanjay Saraogi announced that the BJP Legislative Party will meet this afternoon to elect its leader. Senior leader and Union Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will attend the meeting as the central observer. Separate Legislative Party meetings are currently being held by the JDU, Lok Jan Shakti Party, Ram Vilas, Hindustani Awam Morcha and Rashtriya Lok Morcha. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. The nation is paying homage to the chief architect of Indian Constitution, Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, on his 136th birth anniversary today. Several functions have been organized throughout the country to mark the occasion. President Draupadi Murmu paid floral tributes at the portrait of Baba Sahib Dr. B.R. Ambedkar at Lok Bhavan, Gandhinagar in Gujarat. Speaking at the Samajik Samarasta Mahotsav, she called for national unity by rising above the barriers of caste and creed to ensure the national overall development. The president emphasized that the path to a harmonious India begins with harmonious villages. In New Delhi, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Leader of Opposition in Rajya Sabha, Mallikarjun Kharge, Union Ministers and Members of Parliament also paid tributes to Dr. B.R. Ambedkar at Prerna Sthal in the Parliament premises.
Born on 14th April 1891 in Madhya Pradesh, Dr. B.R. Ambedkar dedicated his life to the fight against social discrimination and worked tirelessly to secure equal rights for women, laborers and marginalized communities. His vision laid the foundation for a just and inclusive society as reflected in the Constitution of India, which he was instrumental in drafting. Dr. Ambedkar's multifaceted contribution from economic policy and infrastructure to constitutional law cemented his legacy as as a nation builder committed to fostering a just and equitable India. Dr. Ambedkar was posthumously honored with Bharat Ratna in year 1990. This day holds great significance in honoring his remarkable contributions, particularly in the fields of social justice, equality, and the drafting of the Indian Constitution. With Anand Kumar, Saklan Akhtar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended wishes to citizens in India and abroad on the auspicious occasion of Baisakhi, Vishu, Vishov, Bohag Bihu, Poila Boishakh, Meshadi, Baishakhadi and Puthand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today called on Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan at Uparashtrapati Bhavan and conveyed greetings on the occasion of Puthand, the Tamil New Year and Baisakhi. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today visited Gurudwara Sri Rakab Ganj Sahib in New Delhi and paid his respects on the auspicious occasion of Baisakhi. The Vice President prayed for the peace, prosperity and well-being of all. Lieutenant Governor of Delhi Taranjit Singh Sandhu and Delhi Cabinet Minister Manjinder Singh Sirsa were also present on the occasion. The Odia New Year is being celebrated today with traditional fervour across Odisha on the occasion of Pana Sankranti, also known as Maha Bishuva Sankranti. The festival marks the beginning of the new solar calendar year and is observed with the release of the traditional Panjika, the Hindu almanac. Devotees thronged temples across the state since early this morning, offering prayers and taking holy dip in rivers and sacred water bodies. In Bangladesh, thousands of people across the country marked Poila Boishakh with cultural events, traditional processions and community gatherings as they ushered in the Bengali New Year today. Celebrations began early in the morning at Ramnabatamul, Dhaka, with a cultural program organized by Chayanot. The program opened at sunrise with a choral rendition of Jago Alok Logone, followed by a series of songs, poetry recitations and performances by around 200 artists. Iran's ambassador to the United Nations, Amir Saeed Iravani, has strongly condemned the United States over its reported naval blockade of Iranian ports, calling it a serious violation of Iran's sovereignty and territorial integrity. In a formal letter to UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, the President of the UN Security Council, Iravani, described the move as an illegal act of aggression that threatens both regional and global peace. He further argued that the action breaches key principles of the international law of the sea as it disrupts maritime traffic to and from Iranian ports. This comes after the U.S. Navy began enforcing a full maritime blockade of Iranian ports, sharply escalating tensions in West Asia following the collapse of recent peace talks. The restrictions apply to vessels entering or leaving Iranian coastal areas in the Persian Gulf and the Gulf of Oman. In IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings will take on Kolkata Knight Riders at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Last night, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Rajasthan Royals by 57 runs at Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad. Put into bat first, SRH posted 216 for the loss of 6 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs, largely powered by 91-run innings of skipper Ishan Kishan. Chasing the target, Rajasthan Royals' top order was ripped apart in the first over as debutant Praful Hinge struck thrice and took another later. Saqib Hussain, also a debutant, took 4 wickets, clean sweeping the Rajasthan batting lineup. Hinge was declared player of the match. Indian stock markets remained closed today on account of Dr. Babasaheb Ambedkar Jayanti. Trading in equities, equity derivatives, securities lending and borrowing, currency derivatives and interest rate derivatives remained shut for the day on both the Bombay Stock Exchange and the National Stock Exchange. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates Delhi-Dehradun Economic Corridor in Dehradun and the country's first 1,000-megawatt variable speed pumped storage plant in Delhi. Prime Minister emphasizes women's active role in decision-making will strengthen the journey towards Vikasit Bharat by 2047. Bharatiya Janata Party releases party manifesto for Tamil Nadu Assembly elections. Nation remembers Dr. B.R. Ambedkar on his birth anniversary today. Iran's ambassador to the UN calls U.S. naval blockade of Iranian ports a serious violation of its sovereignty. And in IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings to take on Kolkata Knight Riders in Chennai this evening. With that, we end the midday news.